CWUBT and OpenReach workers, the price of everything is going up, except our wages. CWU members working for BT took 2 days of strike action on the 29th of July and the 1st of August, fighting for better pay. Socialist Party members report from the picket lines. Lester Amdkasu, rep for CWU Midland County's branch, said, "We aren't getting a pay rise. Yet those at the top have bumped their pay up significantly. They want to give us peanuts for the work we do. We worked through the pandemic, our engineers put their lives on the line whilst these CEOs are sitting cozily in their homes. We've ensured that the company has made a significant profit and they have rewarded shareholders, yet they don't want to reward the workers that made them their profit. We need to make a stand. The price of everything is going up except our wages." Steve Score, North Benfleet. I spoke to Nigel Bailey, CWUSE Anglia branch secretary, on the picket line. "The mood is very positive," he said. "No one wants this strike, but the company won't move, so we are going to have to make them." Nigel already subscribes to the NSSN bulletin, so he was positive about the NSSN lobby on the 11th of September. "The TUT needs to pull all of these disputes together." Nigel had the following advice for pickets everywhere in the UK summer strike wave: hydrate, use a high SPF, and never look directly at the sun, the newspaper that is. Dave Murray, Doncaster. The biggest cheer was when two white van men, plumbing contractors, refused to cross the picket line, and one of the strikers said, "Feel the power. Toilet's not getting fixed today." Alistair Tice. Now that's what I call a front page. We should have these in all the exchanges. Review of the socialist from OpenReach Engineer in Sheffield.